freaks! Yes, it's Tim Henson here letting you know we're going to be doing a best of show today. Let me explain what's going on here. For the past week or two, I've been really having some issues with my computer. The audio recording program that I use is running like shit, and it's really complicating things because it's really slowed me down. So today I had the bright idea. Hey, I'm just going to blow the whole thing up and just do a clean install. Well, that's turning into a 7-hour affair, and I'm still working on it. So I apologize. I do have a great best of show for you. Also, I want you to check out, if you're not afraid of gross, not safe for work, penis, dicks, and pussies, I've got a special website for you to check out. Ungod.ly. Everything's ungodly! That's my super secret site that I've just now told everyone about. It's very much a work in progress, but while I've been waiting for everything to install and, you know, dealing with driver issues and firmware and all that crap, while I was dealing with all that shit, I was also uploading some really nasty videos for you to enjoy on ungod.ly. That's like the site where the idea is things that I can't post on distortedview.com or Super Freak Sideshow because it's so extreme! I don't have my sound effects, I'm sorry. I had to do it live. Extreme! Yes, just really bad videos go there. All right, it's not linked anywhere on Distorted View or Super Freak Sideshow. You just gotta go to ungod.ly. So check that out and enjoy this best of show. And as soon as everything is back up and running over here, you will hear new Distorted View. I've got lots of stuff to share with you. I can't wait to get back doing what I love, masturbating. So I'm going to go ahead and do that while you listen to this. The following is a Distorted View Sideshow exclusive podcast.
Halloween and don't go trick-or-treating anymore, but all girls need to get up and go buy us a costume. And the costume I am choosing to stand in vagina power in is a pilot. See, y'all got to be a pilot over the pussy, y'all. Y'all got to be the pussy police, because we got to be the pilot over the pussy. Salute the vagina.
I'm Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm a vampire. I'm a very polite vampire.
She's not a Christian. In Jesus' name, I pray. They will be on my prayer list for the day I die. Don't stay in my house if you're dork status. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, and you're just like,
I'm sorry, those don't exist.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh.
Absolutely absurd. It is unreal.
They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me. Oh my God!
Hey, Sideshow Freaks! It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. Again, coming up on this exclusive program, a nail gun to the head, plus covered in shoe prints and cum stains. And poultry is trying to kill us all with their suicide chicken bombs! Retarded. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, Freaky Deekies, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the exclusive Sideshow Podcast. If you're listening, of course, it means you're a paying member, and I appreciate that. Got a lot of great stuff for you today. At the top of the program, one of the things that I'm fascinated with is how people's personas, a lot of times, are nothing like how they are in the real world. And specifically, I'm talking about the television news industry. You know, the anchors go by their real names, but they usually don't act like themselves on the air. They have to act dignified, classy, and presentable or whatnot. And I guess everyone sorta has to do that. You can't act like a fucking slob when you go to your job or whatever. But, you know, everyone slips up from time to time. And news anchors are no exception. And you really get to see what these people are like in their normal lives. I guess the best example I have for you is that weatherman who got freaked out by the cockroach. Take a listen.
Across Central Florida, so places like Orlando, Daytona
very
Beach,
professional.
The Cape Canaveral area, Vero Beach, will be getting in on the heavier rainfall, and eventually the Ashukin.
Ashukin.
Oh my God! Oh God, if that... Oh my God, that is... Oh my God!
See what I mean? You see what he's really like. A big flaming homosexual.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Now, the reason I bring this up, it's because I've got another example, a new example of this type of behavior. In this example, there's a news reporter out on the scene. He's outside and a bug flies in his mouth. He's an African-American gentleman, and at first he sounds very dignified, but then the bug flies in his mouth, and that's when he gets a little more urban.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that?
Yes! I love it because you can tell the exact moment the bug flew in his mouth.
Led to Chris Wood's death.
The fuck is that? The fuck is that?
He turns into Chris Tucker.
The fuck is that? Shit! I'm dying in this fucking country-ass fucked-up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck, I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't even see me.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
Wouldn't you rather have the news reporter talk in his normal voice? Wouldn't that be more fun? Give the news a little urban edge to it. I was going through some of my old, music files, audio files, whatever you want to call it, and I ran across some retard singing that I don't believe we've ever played on the show before. They're singing a song called Cowboy. Take a listen to a bunch of tards taking the mic.
Yippee-ki-yay!
What cowboy goes, aruga? Do you hear that girl in the background? Aruga! That's not a cowboy. Are singing words they don't even know. Aristocrat. We'll saddle up our ponies, ride up over the hill, jumping over fences, looking. Who besides us would buy a CD featuring retard singing? There's no way people are jamming to this, on their way to work or whatever. on my motorized scooter.
Now I'm free to see the world.
Fast and wild. Riding, riding, riding. With cowboy bound. Riding.
There you go. Handicapped kids singing. It's just a waste. It's a waste of time for these kids to be singing and recording a CD. And I hate adults that are like, oh, well, we're giving these kids a chance. Normally, they wouldn't be able to experience these things. Well, that's for a good reason. They shouldn't be singing. Just like most people shouldn't be singing. Not everyone gets a recording contract, only people with fucking talent. Well, that's not entirely true. I'm looking at you, Shadaisy. Before we get into the news, I've got audio from a website. It's called, like, Ass Cleansers or Ass Cleaners or something like that. I don't know. It's a website featuring a woman sitting on a guy's face and farting while the guy licks her ass. It's about as disgusting as it sounds.
Yeah, let's get right up in there. That's a right ass for you. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel one coming on.
Uh-oh.
Put your head down.
Oh, Jesus. I was angry. I feel one coming on. Put your head down!
I feel one coming on. Oh, put your head down.
Put your head down.
Oh. 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 Whew, let me air that out, huh? Woo! Whew. How's that? Yeah. You ready for more?
You can't take it. This is a good video, I can already tell.
Fart eating nasty motherfucker. Uh-huh.
That I can agree with.
Uh-huh. Now, would you think this is gonna be pleasant? No.
More farting.
Oh. Ooh. We get ass exercise out of this too. Mm-hmm. I don't like to waste those farts on nothing, you know?
Of course. Waste not, want not.
Mm-hmm. You like that when I bury my ass in your face? Mm-hmm.
She doesn't sound that hot.
You like that when I bury my ass in your face?
I'm gonna bury my ass in your face. You disgusting freak.
What is brewing? What is brewing? Take a look at that asshole right before
brewing.
It comes out, huh? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, take it all in. Ingest it, yeah? Uh-huh. You got it? At least you suck that air out. Yeah, suck it out. Yeah, take a deep breath. Yeah, back down.
Don't waste it.
Back down for more action.
All right, well, there's just a couple more seconds left. Let's see what she has to say.
Spread those ass cheeks a little more. I really want to plant my butthole right in your face.
Sounds like a plan.
Smack dab in the center. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let one rip, honey. There you go.
It was unexpected. But yeah, that was. Woo. Suck it in. Suck it in. That's right. Suck the air in. Get a real good whiff of it. Woo. Don't want to waste it at all, you know? Wouldn't want it to, like, air out. All in your mouth and your nose.
There you go. Ass cleansing, I guess, is a fetish. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. On the free site today, we had Cheryl Murkowski reenacting the Time to Tell PSA. She actually recorded a couple versions. Here's another one.
Doesn't it feel good?
Ooh, feels good. Hey. Stop. Why are you doing that?
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
That's sick. Gary, who are you cheating on me? And I trusted you.
Microphone dropping. There you go, Cheryl Murkowski checking in. Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A jealous lover flew into a rage and assaulted his girlfriend after she accidentally called him while having sex with another man. What happened? Oh, she got fucked up. Tony Milton, 38, mistakenly dialed Neil O'Brien's number on her mobile phone while she was making love to her ex-boyfriend. O'Brien, 41, said the sound of his girlfriend sleeping with another man caused him to flip out. He drove to her house and stomped on her face so hard he left a shoe print. He was jailed. Good job. He was jailed for 15 months after a judge said even the, quote, unusual circumstances of the incident would not save him from prison. Could you imagine that girl walking home after all of the events that transpired that night? She would have really looked like a wrecked prostitute, wouldn't she? Ooh. Some pimp was angry with you, huh? With that tousled hair, cum-stained dress, black eye, shoe print mark on your face. Jesus Christ, talk about a walk of shame. Miss Milton only realized she had accidentally pressed the redial button on her mobile phone when she heard O'Brien shouting at her down the line. When she picked up the phone, he said, I take it we're finished then? She might have been finished, but he sure as hell wasn't. The court heard the couple had been together for 6 months, but the relationship had hit a rocky patch. When O'Brien went to stay with his parents, Milton invited an ex-boyfriend to her home. The prosecuting attorney said it appears that while they were in bed together, and it is relevant that they were having sex, her mobile phone was knocked onto the floor. It landed in such a way that it dialed O'Brien's number. The first she knew of what had happened was when she heard him shouting her name. O'Brien, who, all right, he has previous convictions for violence, admitted a charge of assault causing actual bodily harm. You know what, though? I say, let him off the hook this time. This one's her fault, honestly. First of all, she knew what she was getting into. He's been convicted of assault before. So, unless she's a complete fucktard, which I'm not putting past her, she should have known that if she is going to have an affair and this dude finds out, he is going to be pissed and then promptly mangle her face up. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. Judge William Everett said, any court would understand why you are angry, but the fact remains, you drove 15 miles and confronted this complainant, and I'm satisfied you were determined to wreak your revenge. The injuries could have been fatal. So next time, if you want to do it right, wear your steel-tipped boots. Second story we have for you today, it's a short one. It's another story about a dude who finds himself with a nail stuck in his head. This time it comes from Kansas. George Chandler said he feels fine, even though a nail gun fired a 2.5-inch nail into the top of his head on Friday. Chandler and a friend were doing a project in a backyard when the nail gun hose became tangled, causing the tool to fire one nail. Chandler said Monday he told his friend he didn't know where the nail went, but he felt a sting on the top of his head. Putting two and two together, this brainiac figured out, oh, the nail probably went in my head. Yes, they discovered that the nail was driven deep into Chandler's head, so they called an ambulance and he was rushed to the hospital. Chandler said a doctor used a common claw hammer to remove the nail. Are you sure you saw a licensed doctor? Because I don't think a claw hammer is a typical piece of medical equipment. Are you sure you didn't go to, like, the Home Depot or something? Doesn't quite seem right. Quote, he said he feels very lucky, very, very lucky to have escaped serious injuries. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. It's another short one. Authorities in Connecticut are wondering who stuffed a raw roasting chicken with a pipe bomb and left it on the roadside. This sounds like Martha Stewart's handiwork. Fucking Connecticut, bitch. Simsbury Police Captain Matthew Catania says a motorist noticed the chicken Monday morning. He says the bomb was large enough to harm a person if it went off. My theory? Muslim extremists have taught chickens how to become suicide bombers. The war on terror has come home! We're doomed! Doomed! I love the fact that the kid or whoever did this placed the pipe bomb in a roasted chicken and then put it on the road. Because that's not suspicious. It would have been less suspicious if he would have just made a pipe bomb and put it on the road. No one would know what the hell it was. Fucking roasted chicken on the road. That's weird. It's gonna raise some eyebrows or something. Yes, he says the bomb was large enough to harm a person if it went off. The road was closed as the Hartford Police Department's bomb squad came and blew up the chicken. Nobody was injured. No arrests had been made as of Monday night. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news again for Tuesday. Let's do a couple more voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaking DKs.
Hey, Tim. I was just calling in about the PlayStation 3, Xbox, thing.
Uh-huh.
Here's what you should do. You should go back in time to the day that you asked about it and not asked about it,
I
so
know.
That all these fucktard fanboys would stop calling him left and right with all these pros and cons. It's fucking insane. Whatever.
I know. I shouldn't have asked that on the air. I should have known what was going
to
happen.
Hey, Tim, I thought I'd call him bitch for a sec. I work in an office, and I was driving today, and there was a gaggle of old fat cunts that were walking, and there was enough room between me and the curb to get by. However, when I approached, they started to drift over right into my car, and I had to slam on my brakes. Why? Because they're fat cunts. I parked, and then I got out, and I said, oh, sorry about that, me trying to be the nice guy. And this fat bitch goes, hey, you should have gone around us. Maybe you should think next time. And I was so stunned, I just stood there and said, really? And it's one of those situations where you just wish that you said more than you did at the moment because it's
wanted to say, I couldn't get around you because you're so fucking fat. Oh, I hate when that happens, yeah.
Timothy Turdman Henson. This is Sideshow Freak Josh from St. Louis. And, I had an encounter with a crazy old man the other day. Another guy who couldn't find his car. And we were leaving the store and had my window down. And he comes up to me and he tells me, I don't know where I parked my car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're everywhere, man. Also,
I'm going to buy some stock in My Little Reminder. Whoever makes My Little Reminder.
When I was listening to that.
It's going
to
be a.
The guy who called into that call center, angry. You know, he sounded a little gay himself, the way he kept calling the guy, homo, you queer.
I know.
Yeah, I thought that was a little ironic. All right, man. Jigoo.
Jigoo to you.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Sadie here. Next time I call, I'm definitely leaving a vocal string of sex noises as your prompt.
Did she say she was underage?
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Sadie here.
Next time I call,
I'm definitely leaving a vocal string of sex noises, as your prompt tells us to. But this time, I have a campaign poster ad slogan for you. Tim Henson, already promising you a monkey future!
A monkey future! Wow, nice callback. I'm in love with Sadie. Sadie, send me a picture. What is this? Is this?
I hate that fucking song, goddammit!
It's on all the time! You can't escape it! There are two popular radio stations here in Columbus, 97.9 and 97.1, right? They're the stations that play today's hits or whatever. And a lot of times they're playing it at the same exact time. You can't escape it. Nor can I escape fucking Jay Giles Band, apparently.
Jigoo, hey Tim.
Jigoo.
This is Jay from Edmonton.
Jigoo.
Just calling because I listened to the Friday show, the first half of it, and you played the news clip about the guy who loves cars. I held back from laughing out loud because it reminded me of... Actually, do you know about the comedy troupe Kids in the Hall?
Yes.
They're more well-known here in Canada.
Oh, no. I love the Kids in the Hall.
On a tour, and to supplement it, they released a couple skits online. I think you can find them both primarily on Funny or Die. That's where they originally released them. But one of them, in specific, was called Car Fuckers.
Oh.
Maybe some audio in there that you could use, not too sure. But it's well worth a look for your own pleasure. So take a look for that. Do expect me another couple of days, maybe in a week. There's a little bit of a special event you might not remember, but I'll be calling you to remind you.
Oh, great. Yeah, I have a horrible memory, so if there's anything that I should be reminded of, if there's any special anniversaries of things on the show, or I'm not going to remember, so just remind me. I think Kids in the Hall were pretty popular here in the 90s, right? They played them on HBO, and then Comedy Central did reruns and stuff. So I think a lot of people know Kids in the Hall. I don't know.
Okay, Tim, I changed my mind. I do not want you to suck my dick, but you're still a stupid fucker.
Why?
You know, you made me want to go and get your stupid sideshow. So I hope you're still happy. Fucker.
Well, I hope you're listening. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pollen. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't see me.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. If anyone is going to do it, I know you guys will help us out. It takes just a second. PodcastAli.com. Dig us on dig.com. We'll see you guys back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, bye, everybody.
Everybody is great.
Push that shit out. Push that shit out.